This is the Elevate Podcast, where we have conversations to elevate your health, relationships, and soul. I'm Amanda Noga. I'm a yoga and Ayurveda practitioner, and each week I'm joined by my co-host, holistic health coach, Sarah Hopkins. So let's dive into this week's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Elevate feed. You might be a little bit surprised to see an episode from us popping in, as it's been quite a while, and we've got some news to share. So I guess I don't want to bury the lead. Basically, the Elevate podcast is now officially closed.
She's
dead.
We're saying goodbye.
We're saying goodbye. We're closing the Elevate container, and we wanted to pop here and, like, just, I guess, formally or informally thank all of you for your loyalty and for listening and giving us your precious ear time for the last 4 years. Sarah and I, as anyone who listens to this podcast will clearly know, we love doing this podcast. And we have a new baby in the womb, so to speak. So, Sarah, do you want to say anything? Do you want to give a little love note to Elevate before we send her on her way?
Yes, I do. I know that we talked offline about, you know, thinking about our favorite episodes or, you know, moments. And I think, you know, we did that in the last episode of the last season, which was closing season 7, I think. And so for me, what I started to reflect on was more, I think, you know, what the podcast meant to me and moments within the container of the podcast that are really memorable for me. And I feel like the things that are really strong in my memory and that I'm so grateful for are, you know, those early days of recording the podcast, like when we started and we would sit in my car and we were so nervous and we were so worried about every little thing. It would take us hours to record a 30-minute episode. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember clearly sitting in your car. We would re-record the opening like 2 minutes 50 times because we just like couldn't get our words out and we're like stumbling. Fast forward to 4 or 5 years later, we literally can't shut up.
I know. Recording. And the other, you know, really strong memory of, I suppose, all of the seasons and all of the episodes is the container that might have been season 2 even, that we recorded in Bali together in my hotel room on a bed, like in the, you know, a 4-poster Balinese bed, just sitting there, you know, literally talking into the ether for hours and hours to get an entire season done in like 3 days. And it was so much fun. It was
so much fun. I remember that really clearly as well. I think that was one of my favorite times as well, because we used to block record. So we would record, like, yeah, in that instance, that season, we literally recorded everything within like a weekend.
That was amazing.
It was so fun. Yeah, me too. And I think what Elevate really like means to me and will always be something that I hold really dear. Like, even though, as I was saying off mic, like, even though we're choosing to wrap up Elevate as a podcast, I still really stand behind all of the topics that we covered and everything that we shared. And I think it really holds up. I think it's an amazing resource to have, like, to be able to go back and just have all that information. It's like downloading our brains, basically.
Definitely.
And I think what's like one of the most special things to me is the relationships that we've, and like the trust that has been built with our listeners, with you guys listening. Like there's been so many times where I've been like teaching a workshop or, you know, being at a festival in like, you know, somewhere far away, like, you know, in Austria or something. And people, like girls, women coming up to me, being like, I listen to your podcast. And that to me is just the coolest thing, to know that we have that connection. And I know that as a listener of many podcasts, I feel really connected to the people that I listen to as well. So it's really cool to have that kind of, yeah, that trust and that relationship that's been built for, it's been so long. I think we started this podcast in 2017 or 2018.
I think it was 2017. So, yeah, so long. That's 5 years.
I've been around the block. And so what is coming is, I mean, obviously we're going to be sharing about this as it comes, and it will be coming out next year, and it will arrive in the same feed. So you don't need to worry. You won't lose us. We'll be back in this feed, but it'll be a new name, a new, you know, like image that you'll see. So when you see something new and random pop up, that's us. Still the same old us. But what's coming is something that feels a lot more raw and more honest, and I guess getting closer to the bone of what's really, really meaningful and important to us at this time.
And I think
I don't want to give too much away.
No, but I think also, you know, we have changed and evolved over the last 5 years. And so what we want to share and where we want to share from personally and professionally has changed and evolved. And that is why we are rebirthing into something new.
Totally. We're in a very different time, it feels like, collectively. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty obvious to everybody. But 5 years ago, we were, yeah, it was obviously a really different time and a different vibe. And the topics that we want to, be sharing about, yeah, it feels very different now.
Yeah.
that's all I can say.
And without giving too much away, yeah, I just, I'm so grateful, you know, like you said, I'm so grateful for all of the loyal listeners that have been there. And, you know, it's such an intimate experience when you are listening and people feel that intimacy with us. But I'm also just so grateful that our relationship has also just evolved with the evolving times, because I don't think that everybody has had that experience over the last couple of years, you know. Mm. And so I think that's also amazing that we are evolving and our evolution is different. Like, you have a really amazing evolution, and I really can't wait for that to be expanded upon, and it will be, and I'm excited for that. But, you know, our evolutions are different, but they are parallel and still congruous. So it's going to be a beautiful new container together.
Yay. Our marriage still continues.
Work wives forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are running up to the sort of running time that we wanted to give this. So do you have any closing comments?
Oh, I just really want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's so special, this podcast experience, and I'm just super grateful for everything that I've already mentioned. And before we go, I wanted to share that right now, so if you're listening to this in real time, like September, beginning of September, I am about to kick off a 50-hour Ayurveda training. So for anyone that's listened to this podcast, you know that I love Ayurveda, and I've shared many, many tidbits and insights and teachings from the world of Ayurveda in this podcast over the years. So if any of that has sparked your interest and you want to go a little bit deeper and learn more about Ayurveda, then come and join us. I'm going to offer a 10% discount for Elevate listeners. So you can pop in the code Elevate. All of this info will be in the show notes, but I would love to have some Elevate listeners within the training group. It's going to be super fun and inspiring, and we kick off in a couple of weeks. So check out the link down below and use your discount code so I know that you're an Elevatee.
I love that. And for me, it's all of the usual spots that you can find me, but just in the spirit of you offering a discount, I will also offer a discount for my online fertility course, Luminous, which you can also just do to balance hormones, by the way. It doesn't even need to be as a preconception course. You could probably just do it to sort any hormonal imbalances out that you might be having. So I will offer a 10% and I will also use the discount code Elevate. So Perfect. Yeah, would love to, you know, support some of you beautiful listeners on your hormonal journey or your fertility journey. And I think that is a wrap for now, but look out for the new container in your feed. Yeah. And that is a wrap. We love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, as always, for listening to the Elevate podcast. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review so we can keep bringing these conversations to you all.